Les sports en anglais, Marcel Mfochi.
Hello, Cheta Bile. Good morning and welcome to this edition of Morning Sports on CRTV's national station. In our top stories, Cameroonian sprinter Linda Anguno will this Monday be competing for a semi-final ticket in the women's 400-meter catch-up series at the ongoing Paris Olympics. Battiston Basketball Club of Douala and Fapmen of Yaoundé are the winners of this year's Basketball Cup of Cameroon in the women's and men's categories. And out of the country, Indomitable Lions defender Michael Ngadu was amongst the goals this Sunday as his Chinese Super League side, Beijing Guang, outclassed Shanghai Shenhua 2-1 in a nail-biting contest. Five out of the six Cameroonian athletes at the 2024 Paris Olympic Games have been eliminated from the competition, except for Linda Anguno, who will compete in the women's 400-meter hurdles catch-up series this Monday. Emmanuel Semualwebede failed to qualify for the final in the men's 100-meter event after finishing fourth in his heat. For more updates, let's join Baldwin Summer in Paris. Hello, Baldwin.
Good morning, Marcel. Welcome to Paris this bright Monday morning. The start of the last week for the 2024 Paris Olympic Games. Well, I should say it is almost over for Team Cameroon with just one athlete left so far with very, very minute chances to see her sail through to the next round of the competition. We are talking about 400 meters hurdler in the person of Linda Anguno, who yesterday during the first round of the women's 400 meters hurdles failed to live up to expectations. She was the last in her heat with a 30.09 seconds time and did not permit her to move over to the next round of the competition. However, she succeeded to better her performance, which would permit her to participate this Monday during the catch-up series, which may certainly see her qualify for the semifinals in the women's 400 meters hurdles. It is equally over for Emmanuel Eseme Alobwede in the men's 100 meters event. After a brilliant show on Saturday, qualifying for the semifinals, it was difficult for Emmanuel Eseme during heat one of the men's semifinals event, where Emmanuel Eseme Alobwede emerged fourth in his heat with a 10-second time. He did not succeed to do better than his first round performance, where he had a less than 10 seconds time run at the end of for the heat. But this time around, it was a complicated one for Emmanuel Eseme Alobwede, given that just the first two athletes in each heat automatically qualified for the finals. It was impossible for him to be recovered amongst the two best times, less than 10 seconds. So it's the end of the road for Emmanuel Eseme Alobwede at the semifinals, where we had the finals last evening, which was won by the American. So it's a very, very low-profile Team Cameroon we observed with the exit of Sarah Hanfu, Sopimbe, Manuel Angelo, Giorgio Armani, at the exit of Emmanuel Eseme Alobwede. All five athletes have already bowed out during 1 week of competition, and Linda Anguno, who is the lone candidate left for Team Cameroon to compete in a few hours from now at the ongoing Paris Olympic Games. The competition continues throughout the week, Marcel, with other African athletes who are going to continue to defend the continent's colors in different disciplines during these games.
Many thanks, Baldwin. And after failing to pick up a direct ticket into the semifinals yesterday, Linda Anguno will this Monday be running for a ticket into the semifinals during the catch-up series in the women's 400-meter event. Speaking to our reporter Baldwin Summer, the 400-meter hurdler is upbeat about her chances today.
I am satisfied because I created new records, which was one of my objectives, and I think tomorrow I will be able to do it and qualify for the semifinals. Tomorrow I am hopeful because during part one of my race, I didn't go in totally since I reserved myself to be more resistant at the end. It didn't work well. So tomorrow I will change strategies.
Je vais aller très fort et je pense que avec l'adversité de demain encore, je pourrais rebattre le record et passer en demi-finale.
Away from the Olympics, Battiston Basketball Club of Douala and Fabmen of Yaoundé are the winners of this year's Basketball Cup of Cameroon in the women's and men's categories. Battiston women beat city rivals, the University of Douala Basketball Club, by 57 points to 43 in the final played this Sunday at the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex, while Fab defeated RAF 75-68 in the men's final. At the end of the men's final, Ben Collins Nwe Beruo got the reactions of a player of AF and coach of FAB.
My name is Nexi James. I'm player of ALF basketball. Personally, I feel a little bit hurt because it was a close game. We lose by, I think, 5 points, and it's really hurting.
Taking at what point ALF, your team was leading and FAB came back. It seems that something was wrong with your team. At the moment you started leading, FAB will come back and take the lead.
I think we did some errors. We lose some balls, and defensively it wasn't really on point. It wasn't an easy game, but it was like we could win. I think we are a young team, and lack of experience and concentration also.
You say work continues?
Yeah, work continues. We'll be back next year.
Kevin Wesser, very tough opponent. It was very difficult because we played at the last minute, but we stay on our system and we won the match.
Coach Kevin Wesser, your opponents, half of Yaoundé, threatened to come back towards the end of the match. What did you tell your boys?
And I tell my boys to stay focused of what we are doing because we had two possessions. Let us keep the two possessions. Never allow them to come back. How will you do it? On defense. We try to activate our defense.
And what happened to the force of FAB?
The force of FAB is playing together, thinking together.
In Sambo, Mbwa Sports Club of Yaoundé has emerged champion of the Cup of Cameroon in Sambo. The club finished first on the ranking with 16 medals, 5 in gold, 8 silver and 3 bronze, after finals in some 23 categories in Sambo Sport and Sambo Combat that took place at the Mfandena Gymnasium in Yaoundé this Saturday. FAB Sambo Club finished second with a total of 8 medals, while Amasia Club completed the podium with 6 medals. At the end of the competition, Ben Collins Nweberwa sought the reaction of Njima Rao, winner of the less than 98 kilogram category in Sambo Sport.
I was a bit stressed up because of the tenacity of the opponent I have at the finals. I expected to go like 5 minutes and maybe win by point, but the final went faster than I thought, and I'm very impressed with myself. I would like to give the glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. My opponent wanted to be aggressive, and it was advantageous for me because he could be very physical, but I'm more technical and swifter than him. So I had to take him in his aggressiveness to pass my technique and immobilize him, and that closed the game.
For Tazo Chijo Amani Sean, who competed in the 64 kilogram category in combat sambo, winning gold is a mission accomplished.
I feel so good because I did my best. I had just 3 weeks to train.
You are the champion in your category. What gave your force? You had just 3 weeks to train for this competition.
My force was my coach. He's the one who trained us how to be stronger.
Now, how did you see your opponents? Were they difficult for you?
It's true, they were difficult, but I did it.
Your ambition?
What I want to be is world champion in sambo.
In football, the 2 matches of the National Interpros were played yesterday at the FECA Food Technical Center in Oja and the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo. At the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo, Atlantic Sports Academy of Kribi defeated Girondin Athletic of Ngaoundéré 1-0, while Krimi FC of Garoua humbled Boya United by 2-0. Over at the FECA Food Technical Center in Oja, Option Sports of Bamenda and Botafogo FC of Douala separated on a 1-1 draw in the first match, while Mintak FC of the Upper Sanaga overpowered Sporting FC of Marwa in the second encounter by 3-0. At the end of the second match, our reporter Harrison Ashutiku caught up with Germain Mbara Akanji of Mintak FC, who expressed delight after their win over Sporting of Marwa and emphasized their determination to secure a promotion ticket to the Elite 2 Championship by the end of the tournament.
We are so concentrated since the beginning of the tournament, so we are putting all to win this competition. A young sport, very young thing, I can't explain our tactics now, but we will be prepared to confront them.
Out of the country, Indomitable Lions defender Mike Ngando was amongst the goals this Sunday as his Chinese Super League side Beijing Guang outclassed Shanghai Shenhua by 2-1 in a nail-biting contest. Beijing Guang's character during the match made them deserved winners and the first club in Chinese football to beat title-chasing Shanghai Shenhua in the past 27 matches. The win for Ngando and Mates consolidate the occupation of the fourth spot after 22 Chinese Super League matches this season. Beijing Guang will face Guindai West Coast in their next outing in the championship on August 11. That does it for this edition of Morning Sports presented by Marcel Mfotchie. Back to you, Sheta.
Merci, Marcel Mfotchie.
Écho de la récente diplomation de 14 policiers spécialisés dans la gestion des mines et autres explosifs, le menu de Canal Police ce matin, présentation Hélène Agbo.
Canal Police.
Canal Police is the police on air for the education and the sensitization of the population.
Good morning, dear listeners, and welcome to this morning's edition of Canal Police, a production of the Communication and Public Relations Unit of the Joint Delegation for National Security, in collaboration with the Cameroon Radio Television, the CRTV. This program is brought to you under the editorial supervision of the Delegate General for National Security, Martin Bagangele. Police Commissioner Joyce Cecile Njemandeng is our editor-in-chief. For presentation, I'm Second Grade Police Inspector Helen Agbo. 14 police officers from the Special Operations Regiment and the Central Command Unit of the Mobile Intervention Regiment have come to the end of the second phase of their training in the area of dismantling mines and improvised explosive devices. And of course, certificates were handed to them in a solemn ceremony presided over by the Secretary General of the General Delegation for National Security, Police Commissioner Bayer Dominic, personal representative of the Delegate General for National Security. Details on this morning's edition of our program. Please stay tuned. Welcome back. We begin our program with this very important press release. The Delegate General for National Security informs candidates for the 2023 Police Recruitment Competitive Entrance Examinations that the eligibility results have been published. The list of eligible candidates are posted in all regional delegations of national security and in Yaoundé at the National Advanced Police School for the Central Region. Furthermore, these lists can be consulted on the website of the General Delegation for National Security at www.dgsn.cm. Eligible candidates for the cadets, police superintendents, and cadets, assistant superintendents of police competitive entrance examinations are invited to take part in the oral test, which will take place from August 12 to 14, 2024 in Yaoundé at the National Advanced Police School from 7:30 a.m. The medical examinations for incorporations, the morality investigation, and the physical test will take place at the Unique Center in Yaoundé for cadets, police superintendents, and cadets assistant superintendents of police, and in the regional capitals for candidates for the cadets, police inspectors, and constables. A schedule for going through all these stages will be communicated to candidates by posting in the regional delegations of national security and by telephone messages. The set schedule can also be consulted on the website www.dgsn.cm. Back to our topic. The solemn ceremony kicked off around 11 a.m. at the conference hall of the National Advanced Police School Yaoundé last Friday, August 2, 2024, with the arrival of the Secretary General of the General Delegation for National Security, Police Commissioner Bayer Dominic, personal representative of the Delegate General for National Security, Martin Bagangele. Taking the floor, the representative of the commander of the National Advanced Police School Yaoundé, Police Commissioner Kumde Bia Annette, welcomed the dignitaries in the prestigious institution and wished them a pleasant stay as well as journey mercies back to their respective destinations. On his part, the Interior Security Attaché at the French Embassy in Cameroon, Colonel Christian Brudin, started by thanking the General Delegation for National Security and the Department of Training for the formidable training centers, classrooms, and infrastructure put at their disposal that enabled them to work comfortably during the second phase of the training. He went further to thank the trainers who worked tirelessly within the training period to impart knowledge on mines and explosive clearance techniques on the participants, not forgetting their previous applaudable engagements on the first phase of the program. The Secretary General of the General Delegation for National Security, Police Commissioner Bayer Dominic, expressed satisfaction and thanked the trainers for the expertise they brought into this training, which will permit the national security to assure comfortably its internal security missions. Senior Police Inspector Tache Pascal now tells us the contents of the training.
We had 2 months of intense training, globalized in every activity of counter-terrorism, mine disposal. Our objective was based on acquiring and arranging an experiment to secure the population in future counter-terrorism activities.
The solemn ceremony ended with group photographs and a cocktail. That brings us to the end of this morning's edition of Canal Police. We're technically assisted by CRTV's Aisha Amadu Ayijo. For presentation, I've been Second Grade Police Inspector Helen Agbo.